A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect to the four winds, the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of the day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. My nephew is a freshman in high school, and last Friday, his high school football team, he plays down in San Diego County, they advanced to the CIF finals. All right. You could clap. I'll tell him you applauded. He'll like that, all right? So, of course, I'm very proud, and of course, you know, being a large Latino family, we have about 50 people driving down next Friday for the game, right? So we're really excited. So I called him yesterday, and he goes to a very small Catholic school. It's called St. Joseph's Academy. It's down in San Marcos. And so it's eight-man football. It's not even like, you know, it's so, but we're excited nonetheless. So I called him yesterday to congratulate him. I said, "You know, Mijo, we're very proud of you." I said, "I'm going to drive your grandma and grandpa. We're going to go down. And no matter what happens, just go out there and play. Don't be nervous and just enjoy it." And I told him a few times, "Don't be nervous." And he finally said, "Really, Uncle Ricky?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he says, "I'm not taking your advice. You're the most nervous person when it comes to sports." I said, "I'm not that bad, are you?" He goes, "Are you?" And then he asked me, he said, "Uncle Ricky, where were you at game 5 in the World Series?" And I said, "Why? What does that matter?" He says, "Were you able to watch the game live?" I go, "No." And he says, "Where were you? Answer the question." I said, "I may or may not have been at Disneyland." And he said, "Well, why?" I said, "I was too nervous to watch. You happy?" And we laughed about that. And the truth was, I was actually on Dumbo the Flying Elephant with the Dodgers clips, right? Because nobody was in line. I said, "All right." And I laugh at myself because we're all guilty of making ourselves anxious over things, are we not? And sometimes it's sports, and we can laugh about that. But the reality is, we all struggle with anxiety and nerves almost on a daily basis. And sometimes our anxiety level can get so high, it could really, really cripple us. So if our Lord was to come to you today and look at you directly in the eyes and ask you, "What is the number one thing that's causing you anxiety or worry?" How would you answer that? Let's think about that right now. You know, many of us have great struggles, health issues, you're missing your loved one, work, Many of you were anxious about that election. Thank God it's done, okay? You're anxious about things that we can't control. But yet, what do our readings tell us this weekend? The only thing that we need to focus on is heaven. And as disciples of Christ, we should be people full of hope and joy. Because we know that every single thing that we're going through here on earth is temporary. All those things we stress about, struggle with, they're going to go away. So the only thing that really matters at the end of the day is focusing on heaven. So my friends, I have some breaking news for you. You ready to hear it? You're quiet today. I'm going to preach for 45 minutes then, all right? That will really scare a Catholic, because let's be honest, you come to my Mass because you're done in 50 minutes, all right? You're not even denying that fact right now. I know who calls the office. What time's Father Ricky doing Mass, all right? So, the breaking news is every single one of us in this church is going to die. Shocking, I know, right? But sometimes we forget that. But for dying for a Christian is actually an advancement. It's a promotion. Because we get to go to heaven, God willing. So the disciples were all worked up at the gospel today because when is Jesus coming back? When is he going to return? Right? When is that going to happen? But for his disciple of Christ, we should look forward to that moment. But until we're there, the closest thing we have to heaven, you're doing it right now. Coming to Mass. This is the closest thing we have to heaven here on earth. So every single Sunday, that's why we come. To receive the Eucharist. Holy Communion is the most important thing that we'll ever do because it's our spiritual food, it's our nourishment. Going to confession. I was in the second grade classroom this past week. They have first confession this Wednesday, right? So we were in there practicing it. I laughed because the second graders were telling me a lot of their moms and dads' sins, right? I got a lot of chisme this past week, all right? So second grade parents are worried right now, right? But it was kind of cute because they were like, well, I don't know if this is my sin or not, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, stop, right? But the importance of going to confession, to be forgiven, keeps us on track to heaven, to be not afraid. One of the best things that we could do so that we're not anxious every day is we have to see each day as a gift from God, should we not? The fact that we wake up every day, that's a victory in itself. The fact that we're able to come to this beautiful church, to be with people that we love. But let's be honest, sometimes we wake up and instead of being thankful, good morning, how are you? I'm okay. It's like, okay, Eeyore, get over it, all right? Snap out of it. And it's okay to feel like that once in a while. But perfection comes in heaven. And oftentimes we set ourselves up for failure because we want heaven now. This world is very imperfect and messy. So my dear friends, we don't need to be anxious about dying because we know that Jesus has conquered death for us already. At the moment we die, our Lord is waiting for us. He's going to welcome us home to heaven to be with us forever. We're going to be with all those people that we miss tremendously. So Jesus doesn't want us to live full of anxiety and worry every day. But he wants us to trust in him. To not be afraid. So I thank God baseball is over because my blood pressure is back to normal. Thank God the election's over. Guess what? The sun has still come up. Jesus is still risen. That's what matters. So focus on what's important. And that's always Jesus Christ. So it's our job until we're in heaven to bring the good news of our Lord to each other. and to bring the joy of the resurrection to those who need it the most. So I want you to go back to what I asked you earlier. What is the number one thing in your life that's causing you anxiety or worry? I want you to bring that to Jesus right now and be honest with him. Tell him, this is how I'm feeling. And I want you to ask him to replace that with only the peace that he could give. If we're looking for happiness anywhere other than Jesus Christ, we're always going to be disappointed. So let's pray right now, and let's bring that anxiety to him, and let's ask him to fill this church with his Holy Spirit and the Spirit of peace.